Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
All right, we welcome Laura to the show. Hello, Laura.
Hey, everybody.
So you heard us last week when we said we're starting back up with War of the Roses, and you couldn't wait to email us. Who are we putting to the test today?
My husband, Dennis.
Okay, so tell us why we are putting Dennis to the test.
Okay, so he's a manager at the over on highway, and since the whole quarantine started, he's been working nights, helping them run curbside orders to go every night. And it's like pretty much just him, a couple of cooks, and maybe two other people
right
over there.
So like a skeletal staff, kind of like the same thing around here, believe it or not.
So I think it was last month they decided, hey, all you restaurants serve alcohol as well in your to-go orders.
Right. So now people can get food and a margarita, things like that.
Right. So he calls this girl named Kara, who bartends for him, and tells her she can come back to work.
Okay. Let me stop you there, because this is the part. You said in your email, you think he always had a thing for this Kara girl, right?
Always. He's always teasing her, joking around with her. Sometimes he'll put things on her Facebook page. It's kind of creepy, to be honest, because she's like 10 years younger than him.
Yeah. Wow, isn't that creepy, Nick? I mean, isn't that disgusting?
Yes, it is, Ashley. Sorry, Laura. Ashley is trying to point out that my wife is almost 10 years younger than me. So continue.
Okay, so here's what I noticed. Every night he goes to work and she's working, he spends like twice the amount of time getting ready. He'll shave, fix his hair, spraying a bunch of cologne. I'm like, who are you getting all dressed up for? These people ain't getting out of their cars.
Well, yeah, but now they can, right? Like, now people can actually eat inside.
I mean, I guess, but I noticed all of this a few weeks ago when everything was pretty much closed still. I just feel like lately he's trying super hard on his appearance for some reason.
Okay.
I mean, he probably was always doing this. Like, when this girl worked, you just never noticed it before.
Maybe.
Okay, well, let's put Dennis to the test, and we're going to give him a dozen roses that he can send anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
All right.
All right, last question before we get started. Are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to a Dennis, please.
Yeah, this is Dennis.
Good morning, Dennis. My name is Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Great. So the reason I'm calling is to let you know that every month the Visa Rewards Program gives out prizes to Visa cardholders whose names we draw at random. And I'm happy to tell you that you were one of our winners for the month of June. So congratulations, and thank you for using Visa.
Wait, are you serious? What did I win?
Well, that's actually why I'm calling. So the prize for June is a gorgeous bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. And a lot of the men who have won, they don't really want the flowers sent to them, so they ask us if we could send them to their wives or girlfriends instead. So is that something that you'd like to do, or did you want us to send the flowers directly to you?
I figure I'd win the month the prize in flowers and not something like a sports car.
Well, a few months ago, it was actually baseball tickets. And now, I mean, we don't even know if there's going to be a baseball season. So,
yeah, I guess that's a good point. No, you can send them to somebody for me, I guess.
Okay, that's no problem. I just need the first and last name of the person that you'd like us to send the flowers to.
Okay, quick question. When they get the flowers, are they going to know they're from me? Or is it just going to say, you won flowers from Visa?
Well, they actually come with a card, but you don't have to fill it out if you don't want to.
No, I do want to fill it out. I want to make sure she knows they're from me.
Okay, so what name are we sending them to?
First name Kara with a K. And last name Santa.
Kara, okay. And what message would you like us to put on the card?
Just put down, I want you to know how much I appreciate you and love it when we get to spend time together.
Oh, really? So are you going to be sending all of your employees flowers then? I mean, if you appreciate them so much, I guess everybody's going to be getting flowers.
Oh, snap! I'm sorry, hello?
Yes, hello, this is your wife. Would you like to explain to me how your employee who is 10 years younger than you gets flowers from you and your wife doesn't? Because I would certainly love to know. Do you even remember the last time you got me flowers for anything?
Say he probably does not remember.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us.
Yeah. So listen, after hearing this, do you feel like there's definitely something going on with this Kara girl?
I think he wants there to be something, yes. And I think he's about to find out real quick that's never going to happen.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.